I would. This is Grace.
Okay, Grace.
Okay, if you have a builder who builds three houses and every one of them falls down, you don't give that builder more money to build a fourth house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have management that is failing to come up with strategic plans, that is failing to implement changes that will improve income, that is failing, you have to get, you have to put better management in place. At this point in time, we need turnaround management. What is turnaround management? It's this. If you have an organization of any kind that's failing, that means that the contributing, the stakeholders in the organization have a consensus about maintaining the status quo. Now, if the organization is failing, the status quo is to continue the failure. We'll continue the failure, but that's the consensus. So there has to be a turnaround in the way that the management and the board look at things, because the consensus that exists is leading to the end of Pacifica. So it needs a complete turnaround. That's what is meant about turnaround. It doesn't need tweaking. Tweaking is not going to, it's not going to hack it. And one other thing that I wanted to say, the people on the boards, including myself, I'm a newsaholic. A lot of us are political people. But let me tell you that at KPFK, at a number of the other stations, it's not the news and public affairs programming that's bringing in the money.
No.
At KPFK, the main programs that bring in money are not. We don't even have health shows on our grid, but they have brought in year after year more money than all of our public affairs programming combined. I'm talking about self-help and straight health programs. So, and it's very simple. Only a very, very small percentage of the population of the United States is interested in sophisticated political theories and international and national politics. That's a small sliver of the population. But everybody has a body. Almost everybody that I know is interested in their health, in the health of their children, and many people, a high percentage of people, have illnesses that they're very worried about. I'm not saying, and I think it's laudable to inform the public about proper nutrition and to combat the pharmaceutical industrial complex. I think that that falls in the realm of the Pacifica mission, personally.
Yes.
But we need to diversify our programming. We have two stations that have been kept on the air for at least 20 years by their music programming, not their public affairs. That's KPFT and WPFW. We shouldn't give short shrift to music. I know that the music people don't like to sit on the board, so we don't have much representation from them. But we should be conscious of the fact that it's not necessarily... In the real world, in TV and radio, public affairs and news programming is considered a loss leader. Traditionally, news programming has never brought in any money for any media outlet. So to think that it's going to for Pacifica somehow magically, I think is not realistic. So I think we need to realize that we have to diversify our programming. We have to do market research to find out, because if we want to encourage people to be interested in progressive ideas, first we have to build an audience, and then we can sneak in the progressive ideas here and there. Most young people got radicalized not by news and public affairs boring lectures. They got radicalized by music. Think of the anti-war movement. Most people were moved by music, not by droning on talking heads. Pardon me if I'm being insulting. I'm exaggerating. I am a newsaholic. I love public affairs programming. That's what I listen to. But I'm aware of the fact that I'm not in the majority of the people in the United States. I'm in a small, tiny minority in terms of my likes and dislikes. Thank you for listening to my long, drawn-out lecture.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And I do want to make sure everybody else can speak, too. And you're right, at KPFT, we consistently have about 60 to 65% of our revenue from the music shows. Other comments about programming in general? Or yes?
I got a question. Bob Young, BAI again. While we're talking about specific ways to either save money or to make money without disturbing what it is we do and upsetting relationships and all that, has Pacifica ever discussed what's the best word to describe this? Consolidations. I'll tell you what this means. In government, like, for example, I'm going to talk about a problem, and it didn't have to happen. Like, BAI, right, we got a problem with the phones, right? Phones are turned off. We don't pay our long-distance bill. What long-distance bill? Who the heck has phones with long-distance bills? But we do. Now, we don't have the same phone systems, right? We don't have the same phone systems in the different stations. But maybe we could. Maybe we could have business phones, a business contract with one vendor, maybe it's Verizon, whatever, a national company, whatever it is, or Optimum or whoever it is. You look at the pricing, okay? Now, to do our phones so that all of our phones are with one person and we get the best price we can from the one person. Now, it's not only the phones. You can talk about toilet paper in the same way. You can say all of our office supplies, each of the separate offices buys its own office supplies. But if we add, for example, a Staples Business Advantage account, which then gives us special pricing for all of our needs, and everybody buys as one, we combine our purchasing power and get a better deal for the money that we're spending. But until we learn to get smart with regular business initiatives, which we apparently eludes the people in this network, simple stuff that I'm talking about right now can save you tens of thousands of dollars by doing nothing. It may be hundreds of thousands. I have no idea. I haven't seen the contracts. I don't know who's doing the business arrangements. But in government, the move is toward consolidation, so that one school district doesn't spend money on one thing, the other school district don't spend on another. They combine, and their buying power together now reduces the cost of their operations. Why is it we don't do this?
Okay, good point. That's another way of reducing expenses.
It's not one way. It's a major way. It's what's done in government and corporations. Why is it this eludes us? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay. Other suggestions for anybody? We talked about programming. If you want to move into something else, that's okay. But especially anything that will help in the near term, say in the next few months, since things are so critical right now, for either increasing revenue or decreasing expenses. Programming is maybe one of those things that might work relatively quickly.
Yeah, Bill, something that we used to do, I don't know, it's possible that there may be one plan for this year, but now that I think about it, I'm on the national board and I haven't heard wind of it, but we used to have national 1 or 2 day fund drives where all the stations, and I realize stations don't want to participate because we're already have so many fund drive days as it is, but not that long ago, there was some pretty good success when all five stations, with the help of the archives, using primarily, by the way, material from the archives, not a real premium heavy thing, we've made like $200,000 in maybe a 2 day period. You know, if you have five stations participating and planning, fund drives actually take more planning than just throwing on a bunch of CDs from the last fund drive.
Same thing, consolidation.
Thank you. Somebody else is speaking. I couldn't quite hear you. Is that Bob?
This is Jan.
Okay, go ahead, Jan.
I just wanted to add something to what Jonathan said, and that is that one of the things that we could do to improve, you know, the bottom line and every other line is to try to use as much as possible downloads to be premiums and also DVDs that we can make in-house that we have permission to legally make in-house. And, but the downloads particularly, you know, all we have to give is somebody a code and then we're done. And that would, you know, help A, our reputation, because we wouldn't be, having to be late with premiums. We could immediately give people our the download code. Anyway, so that's just an additional thing to both national and local that we ought to really push.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me just give you a request about programming. Several people have talked about, you know, improving programming, sharing best programs. Somebody suggested not too long ago about creating some new programs that would have more widespread appeal and hopefully even get more people to listen online, not just in our local signal areas. The suggestion I heard was something like a radio version of The Daily Show, using humor and satire, which seems to appeal to across a pretty wide age range. Is anybody doing anything like that? I mean, or the other possibility was a national live call-in show.
Well, right now at KPFK, we have Jimmy Dore on Fridays at 3 p.m., who's very funny. He's also on the Young Turks, which you can see on, like, YouTube or Hulu.
That's good.
What's the show about? I don't know what it is.
Good political show. They're really good.
It's political satire.
It's good. Basically. It's really good. Yeah.
And Jimmy Dore is hilarious. He's a great guy. If you listen to his show, that's what they're doing. It could easily be a show that's popular in other signal areas. There's nothing really local about it.
Okay. Well, we should be spreading around more ideas like that.
And he has a big following, too, so that's not a bad idea at all.
So in New York, you're talking about a good following there, too?
Well, I watch it on the Internet. I follow them. I follow the guy on Facebook, you know, Young Turks. I watch the show all the time. And I get Twitter, and it comes in when the show's on. They tweet you, they tell you to tune in. It's a really good show. I mean, you laugh, and it's very informative, especially for people that are, like, you know, moderates and left-leaning people, which sort of goes with our progressive mission. I think it's a real nice fit.
Okay.
Just to say, Jimmy Dore, only one. I'm sorry. Jimmy Dore is only one person on that show, and Jonathan was talking about the fact that he has his own show, a different show, on KPFK. But having the Young Turks on KPFK, having the Young Turks on, having us bring them on as a show for Pacifica would be a great idea, too.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I guess part of the problem is that even you can hear it during fun drives, it no longer sounds like we're all one team trying to further our mission. If you listen to the KPFK fun drive, largely, especially in some hours, it just sounds like a competition. And if you look at, like, KCET and the other public TV stations, the fun drives are handled differently, and that's why they don't have to spend so much time selling you a DVD or a CD. They talk about their station. If we do what we're talking about here in this meeting, we spread our programs around. There are lots of shows. I mean, surely every radio station has three or four shows that are good enough to be syndicated, but it's the political pushback. That's the problem with all good ideas, is the political pushback.
Screw you. This is Jim. Sorry, I'm driving. I lost myself.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't mean
all right.
It wasn't meant for you. I just got into a road rage situation.
All right. Okay. Well, be careful. Be careful driving. Okay, so
no,
how do we get...
I'm home now. I'm home now.
Okay, this is a question for everybody. So how do we get... How do we get program changes that are needed to help us financially, help us survive?
We need some sort of a metric, a system, and we can quickly assess shows and move on. I guess it would be called a program director or whatever mechanism you think, but it's not happening. It's impossible to move a show off the grid, which makes it impossible to move a show on the grid. I mean, as popular as he is, can't advocate for himself meetings, and so he can easily get squeezed out. KRS-One, who is like a hip-hop icon, if you're not familiar with this, I wasn't until he came to KFK. As soon as he's gone... You know, he's pushed out by people who are talking about we aren't reaching out to the community because the big problem at Pacifica is the only bigger problem that we have.
You're breaking up, John.
Sorry, I was just ranting.
Okay. Well, let me read another question that's been emailed in. It's kind of related, I guess. The whole media system for news and public affairs has changed with people getting their news online and from social media, audio segments, and video. Last week, Facebook and Twitter were going wild with what was happening. How can Pacifica participate and connect with that, enlivening our website for a new kind of up-to-the-minute news? And, of course, how would this help us with our fund drive work? Who was that?
This is Alan.
Somebody else just joined us. I couldn't tell who it was.
Alex,
okay. Thank you. Alex Steinberg from WBII. Did you want to comment on this, or you just called in?
I just got on, so I need to catch up. I'll say something after a while.
Okay, thank you. Will somebody want to comment on the question I just read that somebody emailed in? Well, it was about the media system change for news and public affairs changing with getting the news online and social media.
I want to speak to that. That's what it was. Regards to social media, Bob Young from BAI, let's start with Twitter, okay? Let's start with the Twitter. The group of people right now, the age group that listens to Pacifica is not a Twitter crowd. All right, we were tweeting out some stuff the other night after a meeting at WBAI, and we were, you know, at WBAI, at AmeriGuy, at AmeriGuy, at Reggie, one of our engineers, or, you know, producers rather, at Reggie, you know, whatever. We put all that stuff in, we put out a bunch of stuff. It fell on deaf ears, and you know why? Because nobody's following it. Nobody's doing anything with Twitter, not in New York. And the reason, and they don't even do, like, with our caucus, when it comes to Facebook, are you kidding me? It's a bridge too far for them, too. Most people, either they don't do it because they don't know it, they don't do it because they don't trust it, they think the government's looking at it, whatever. It's a whole plethora of crazy ideas for people's personal prerogatives regarding social media, the fear of it. Until we change the demographics of the people that listen to Pacifica, the social media aspect of anything regarding this is just a waste of time because nobody's doing really Facebook. Now, I'm talking about New York here. Nobody's really doing, forget Twitter. That's like a bridge. That's certainly a bridge too far. And even Facebook. And you know, we have a Facebook page and we have some other things with our caucus and stuff. And it's pretty fun. And the only time you see anything with Facebook is if somebody don't like what you're saying and they get on there and they start bitching at you. And they start laying all this really negative stuff down. So I don't see social media. Everybody, all the older folks always talk about social media as being a way to bring in the other people and stuff like that. Let me tell you, for radio and let me tell you, for politics, it doesn't work for our age group. It works for other age groups, but definitely not ours. I'm done with my comment, and we got plenty of proof to back up what I just said.
Our age group meaning older people.
I'm gonna go with our listeners, anybody 50 and over. That's what I'm gonna say. Our specific listeners 50 and over. Exactly. You know, I don't know what they think Facebook is, or, you know, whatever, or certainly tweet a whole. I don't want to make a tweet. They don't even know what it is. It's actually very simple to use, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a very good way to get your news. But until people use it, and I don't see that happening with our age, and that's what we have to deal with, our demographics. I don't think it's a worthwhile place to put our energy right now when we only have limited amount of energy, and it should be put into real solutions to immediate problems. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Other comments? About more people getting news online and from social media and things like that?
Not at all, people.
Okay. Are we ignoring younger people?
No, they're ignoring
potential listeners. Okay. No other comments from anybody about that? Okay, well, here's another question that was emailed in. Why is the board not fiscally responsible for getting the audit done? Easy money would come with audit getting completed. And I assume they're talking about that would in turn mean we could qualify for grants from foundations and from CPB and things like that.
This is Sean in New York.
Okay, Sean.
Dovetailing on this earlier point that was made and the other comments made about implementation. At the June meeting, a number of ideas, good ideas, were consolidated, and what has been done in terms of implementation of those good ideas. Secondly, on this point here about the PNB approving that money be paid to the audit so that we could release that chokehold on the money so that we can get money from the CPB, what has been done regards to that? Those are my two questions.
Okay, thank you. And actually, that was something I forgot we needed to give an update to what was in the CFO report that Jonathan read at the beginning of the meeting. Somebody want to update us on what's happened since our last PNB meeting? The PNB did approve a motion to just moving some money around to fund the audit, the remainder that was due to our auditor for the fiscal year 2014 audit, and also for funding the election mailing. Okay, well, I'll just jump in. I know the election mailing was paid for. That was around $28,000, if I remember correctly, or $38,000. And that was done, so the election ballot mailing should go out on time August 15th. That doesn't pay for the tabulation and other expenses, but it pays for the mailing. And then the other part of that same motion was to transfer some money from wherever it might be available in any station in Pacifica to pay for the remainder of the 2014 audit. And as far as I know, that has still not happened. Anybody else know any different?
Why is that?
I don't know. A lot of people are asking that. Anybody want to comment?
This is Grace.
Grace?
I'd like to comment. And I'm sorry that I was yelling at a driver. I'm sorry. Somebody severely cut me off before. Anyway, now I'm home and safe. And I'd like to say this. There are two stations, KPFA. KPFA, I believe, owes the national office $400,000 because it took into its possession a $400,000 bequest that did not belong to KPFA, it belonged to Pacifica. So I think it spent that money, but it still is on the books that I'm not sure if part of it has already been paid to the national office. However, there's still some sizable debt that KPFA owes the national office, and KPFK owes $250,000 in back central services before the last year. We have paid our ongoing central services for the current fiscal year, But prior to that, we have had a $250,000 debt to the national office, which we have not been able to pay down. So there is approximately $650,000, I believe, if it's true that KPFA owes us the entire $400,000. Does anyone, I don't know if anyone knows, but that's a sizable amount of money. Now, KPFA is a fairly stable station, and it could ramp up its fundraising, on-air fundraising, and simply find the money to pay for the audits. It's possible. It's not the same as WBAI. The first step, I agree, is to pay for the audits so that we can retrieve our CPB funding and possibly get mortgages rather than having to sell properties. Right now, it's almost impossible to get a mortgage because our credit rating is so low and our financial situation. We can't show anything to a bank or a lender because our accounting is way behind. So that's where some money could come from. And then we could, as it has been mentioned by the Finance Committee, National Finance Committee, and by the IED and the CFO, there are some properties that could tide us over. Personally, I'm not in favor of using monies to paper over really poor management that hasn't been concentrating on revenue improvement, but has only been focusing on expense reduction. We no longer can reduce expenses without really harming the various stations. So that's potentially $650,000 that should be paid back by KPFK and KPFA. And also, there's one other thing. The stronger stations, and I use that word in quotes because none of our stations are strong. They're all failing to a greater or lesser degree. However, there are some stations, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT in particular, that do have human resources in terms of staff who are competent. And I think that those stations should be using, that their staff should be asked to spend some time to fix the weaker stations. We have, the talent we have is not necessarily in our management. It's in our staff, our tried and true, long-time staff that have kept our stations alive. They are really jewels. We don't want to cut them. If we cut them, I don't think we'll ever be able to replace them. But they are, I think, the people who could save the network by using their abilities and know-how to figure out ways to fix WBAI and WPFW in particular. Because, you know, board members, we don't have expertise in running radio stations. But these staff members do, and if we act as a network instead of individual little principalities, I think we would be better off.
This is Sean in New York.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Sean.
a great deal of what Grace just said goes back to my earlier question about implementation. That's a wonderful idea, but who and how is it going to get implemented? And I haven't received an answer yet on the end of the good ideas that we came up with in the June meeting. What's happening with the implementation of those ideas, let alone how we're going to implement anything we come up with tonight? That's the fundamental question.
Well, I guess the problem is obvious. We can only implement things on a national level when we have the votes.
Okay, thank you, John. Other comments on that?
No, I'm sorry. That's the point. We don't have the vote. So I guess the best idea is to come up with a way to implement some of these ideas without worrying about governance voting on anything. Speaking as a staff member, I find that's the best way to get anything done is to keep governance the heck out of it. As far as transferring talents from station to station, in some cases, that can possibly be done as easy as burning a CD if, again, we can find some way to, I don't know, blank with management. I don't want to fill in the blank.
Well, let me just comment on something Grace mentioned earlier. She kind of asked a question. I believe that at least some of that money from the bequest that KPFA got last year was returned to the national office. I'm not exactly sure how much, but you're correct. All of it still shows, or at least a substantial amount of it still shows up on the income statement as still belonging to KPFA, which I know is not correct. So they're still carrying it on their books as an asset at KPFA. KPFA and KPFK are both saying they don't have funds available, even if they owe the national office a great deal. Now, I'm not sure why they couldn't come up with $30,000 for the audit. I mean, that's about 2 days' worth of fund drive at KPFA, and I remember KPFA canceled their summer fund drive last year completely because they thought they had plenty of money because of this bequest. So several people said, why don't you just add some of those days back in that you canceled from last year, and that would be more than enough to pay for the audit. So I'm not sure why that's not happening. I know everybody likes to have shorter fund drives, but the audits really are a big critical need. I'm not sure I can answer the other questions, but I guess my fantasy is that maybe if everybody at the different stations realizes how serious this is and what the possible implications would be, that maybe we can somehow get enough people together to say, yes, let's work on doing this or that, whatever it is, to improve our revenue, like programming, like we were just talking about, for example. But I'm not sure when that's happening. You might notice that not very many people from the PNB are on this call, and they were all invited. They were all invited to the original meeting that I noticed about 2 weeks ago, and several have sent out multiple emails, and we were basically told, I'll just say people tried to keep us from meeting. The meeting was canceled repeatedly on the KPFTX official calendar, and I kept uncanceling it. And so some people that don't want us to meet and talk about this, I don't know why. They didn't give any reasons that made any sense to me. Okay, I'll shut up for a while. Yeah, Alex?
I wanted to comment about that last question, why was the audit not being paid? I think there's a whole series of similar questions you can ask. Why hasn't a number of things not been done to address the financial crisis? And why is it that the board majority is refusing to even meet to discuss it? There's something strange about this discussion in this sense, that we're acting as if this is kind of like a normal situation, and maybe some people on the board just don't get it, or they lack the attention span or something, I don't know. But this is not a normal situation at all. I think the board majority knows exactly what they're doing, and I think they have an agenda that involves forcing Pacifica slowly to go into bankruptcy. I really can't explain their actions any other way. So I think we have to keep that in mind, and I don't mind saying that I think the board majority are really a bunch of corrupt people who are out to destroy Pacifica.
Any other comments from anybody? I'd still like to get to some suggestions on how we solve our problems. I think we were kind of getting there with programming. That was helpful. Appreciate the other comments from everybody,
Phil,
too.
Phil, the bottom line is that the board majority is going to prevent anything from happening that's going in a positive direction and solving our problems. There have been many suggestions made. None of them have been seriously considered or even acknowledged. I don't mean to discourage people from coming up with ideas, but I think we have to keep in mind the the forest from the trees. That's the context in which we're working right now.
Okay. Other comments? I've been doing too much talking. Suggestions? How about several people mentioned premiums. How do we get thank you gifts mailed out to everybody so we don't lose donors? Don't everybody speak at once.
Speaking at least for KPFK, getting our premiums is a difficult situation. Essentially, and we've been really staffed, and only Monday will we be going back to full time. Still, our premiums department is understaffed. I think the real situation is we have to get away from the whole premium-based fundraising anyway. And slowly but surely, we have been doing that. We were moving a little bit faster towards that a while ago, but essentially premiums like downloads are things we need to focus on because they are a lot easier to manage and get out. And our integrity is really on the line. Other than having less premiums to mail out and less premiums per fund drive, it's just, it's a difficult situation, at least here.
Okay. Of course, you have to have the money to buy them, but
right. Which yeah,
of course,
it
used to work.
Problem with lots of things. Very true.
Okay. I hear a siren in the background from somebody. So if you could mute your phone, you're not talking. That would help. Other suggestions for cutting expenses or increasing revenue? Alex?
This is Alex again. A number of years ago, we had a working group on a national board that was investigating a financial recovery plan for all of Pacifica. And like many other things, there was a lot of fruitful work that went into that committee, and we produced a bunch of recommendations, and all of it sort of got thrown in the trash can after the Pacifica board turned over like three years ago, whenever it was. One of the suggestions, and I wrote a whole research paper on it, was exploring the possibility of doing some kind of underwriting, not the kind that PBS does, which is just, shilling for large corporations, but underwriting for small progressive groups, mom-and-pop stores that support us, things like that. I don't think that would be a huge revenue generator, but it could possibly bring in a modest amount. And I do know that some of our affiliates do this, and they have set up very clear criteria for what's allowable as far as underwriting and what is not allowable. And I always thought that was something we could have explored, but it never happened. Anyway, that was just one idea. We also had a series of fundraising ideas that were, I remember Steve Brown originated a whole series of ideas for promoting the network and marketing, and we tried to in the past to get the board interested in implementing some of this, and unfortunately that went nowhere as well. So I could certainly resurrect some of those plans if anyone's interested. Some of them I think are still possibly viable.
I'm interested. I'll be glad to help collect any suggestions and add them to our list that we already have. Thank you. In fact, about affiliates, let me just mention something else somebody emailed in. I forgot to notice this. That we shouldn't forget the affiliate stations, and maybe we could provide carts to them advertising affiliate Pacifica's needs to the affiliates and encouraging the affiliates to air them, and also people that listen online. The cumulative affiliate listenership probably exceeds that of our five main stations. Of course, I know they're doing their own fundraising too, but they do, you know, rely on us for programming, and maybe they would help us out some. Let me throw another quick thing too, and I remember this was from one of those things I believe you mentioned, Alex. It was, the suggestion was, you know, pay a small amount for some web ads, to organization websites that would be, have a lot of people might be interested in some of our programming, or in selected print publications, and encourage them to listen and donate and become members, even have like a so-called trial membership, not a real membership, you know, for some really small amount just so that we could get their contact information and then, you know, mail them about other things that we're doing too. I think we need to be looking at ways of expanding our reach and not just in our local geographic areas. Anybody think that might work or how to do it?
I think those are originally some of Steve Brown's suggestions, and I think other people like Mitchell Cohen had similar suggestions. What always happened in the past was whenever these kind of suggestions were brought to the attention of management, they got resistance. And to some extent, it's understandable because in order to implement a lot of this, it requires some human resources. And management came back and said, we don't have the human resources, and I don't see how we can work on this. And I always thought that was that we could at least do a pilot project on a small scale to see if some of these suggestions are viable, and the pilot project could consist of volunteers that require very little, if any, management resources. I mean, there's always going to be some management resources, because even if you're not using paid staff, management has to be involved in some sense in supervising what's going on. I understand that, but it could be a minimal commitment of resources if it's done right.
Okay, thank you. Other comments, suggestions? Grace?
I don't mean to be hogging the air, but anyway, I think we need to rethink what we're trying to do as a board. Even in this meeting, we're trying to manage Pacifica, but we're not managers, we're governance. And what governance is supposed to be doing is evaluating management and ensuring that there's good management for the foundation. Now, if you count up the salaries of the managers, the CFO, the ED or IED, and the five general managers, and the five program directors, including salaries and health care, you're well over $1 million a year. Now, if management if all of the vital statistics of Pacifica are declining at all five stations and on the national level, what would somebody in a regular company or a nonprofit do? The board would...
Grace, are you there?
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Maybe my connection dropped. I'll call back in.
No,
I can hear you, Grace.
Bill, I can hear her fine.
Okay. So, our role should be evaluating senior management and writing up job descriptions that have clear performance requirements of managers. And they need to be, and I am personally against giving managers contracts. I think we can hire people, especially as there is a recession or depression in the media industry because of so much consolidation. There are lots of radio and TV professionals who are eager to work at reduced salaries. And we do not, a mistake is to give people who have not proven that they can improve the vital statistics of any station or of the foundation to give them long contracts. I think that's a mistake. I think we need to hire managers, tell them what we want to see them improve in terms of total revenue and net revenue, listenership, and conformity to the Pacifica mission, and maybe a few other vital statistics. And if they don't improve those measurable vital statistics, that they will no longer have a job. So we're looking at $1 million a year, and we're trying to, you know, we are trying to save an entity that's already dead, basically. I mean, it's not really functioning. Why are we not? Why are we trying to manage Pacifica when we should be governing it? We should be finding excellent managers, evaluating them on evaluating them in short intervals. At short intervals, keeping track of their performance, explaining to them very clearly what we want to see them doing at the stations, measuring their performance, and replacing them if they're not meeting our criteria for them remaining on in their positions. That's what governance is supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be leaving in place failing management and doing their jobs for them.
Okay, thank you. And I missed a little bit of what you had. My connection dropped and I called back in. But thank you, Grace.
Okay.
Here's another question that was emailed in. Why don't we have the votes to implement good ideas? I'm talking about on the boards, I guess. And if this is because there is an agenda on the other side, how do we combat that? Anybody?
The elections.
Okay. Is it possible to persuade other people to join us? I'm just really disappointed not too many of the people on the PNB wanted to even call in and join this call on a financial crisis. Maybe that's not possible, huh?
A few of them are probably listening.
Okay. Well, we're streaming publicly, and hope lots of people listen.
I would be happy if they implemented our ideas.
Yeah, I guess I'll just say I think we all need to recognize we're not going to get everything we want, each one of us and each one of our stations. We may end up losing some programs that we kind of like but aren't being listened to or at least supported very much, and we may have to give a little bit in order to win on the big things, like keeping our stations going and preserving the mission and having some really terrific programs, even if there's some others that we can't afford. And I must say with, you know, with streaming and digital distribution, we have opportunities to have additional web streams that can be ones that maybe not as many people listen to, but we can still make them available to people. We could actually have a lot more programming and not just less. But we got to make some tough decisions, maybe, and support management who's willing to make some decisions. Okay, well, it sounds like we're kind of winding down. Anybody else have any other suggestions, or anybody want to summarize, perhaps, or what do we? Things that we can produce a summary of this and provide it to the all of the PNB and management, I suppose.
Perhaps after the meeting we could work out some sort of, what's the point, because they're going to vote whatever we do at these meetings down anyway.
Well, I'm hopeful if we present some good suggestions that we'll get some votes to support it. No guarantees, of course.
You know, I'd like to give a little note of hope. I think it was just last week the PNB voted. We voted almost unanimously on a short-term, simple financial fix. which I think everyone agreed on. And I think that our conversations really spurred that to happen, because I think our prior conversation in a meeting like this rang true to people we don't usually meet eye to eye with. So I was very hopeful, because before that I just thought bankruptcy was absolutely imminent within weeks, and only a few weeks. But after that vote, I could see that there was a real willingness of other PNB directors who are not on this call to pay for the audit, for instance, pay for the elections, and do the other things, emergency actions that are needed to at least keep us going for a few more months. So I think that we did have a positive effect. I don't think we should take all the credit, but I think that we contributed to that happening.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm certainly not giving up hope, and I believe in Pacifica really strongly, and I'm going to keep fighting to preserve it, and I'd like to strengthen it. I'd like for it to grow. I'd like for Pacifica to get many more listeners and members and have such great programming that people will seek it out. I guess that's my dream. We just got to figure out how to make that happen. Anybody else want to say anything before we wrap up? Let me check to see if there's any more emailed notes, messages. Oh, and let me mention, if you don't get to send your message in here, if you listen to this in the recorded archives or think of something later, you can still email us at questions, that's with a question with an S, for PNB. That's questions, FORPNB, @gmail.com. And we'll try to consolidate those and add them to our other list that we're developing.
This is Sean in New York.
Yeah, Sean.
Once again, I'd like to thank our colleagues on the National Board for allowing the WBI directors to participate in this meeting, much like you did in the June meeting. Thank you.
Well, thank you for participating. Anybody else? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, then I guess we'll adjourn. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate all your help and interest.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. We're adjourned.